typically, I thought, are we going to say, for example, to them, now they're going to ask for more planes when she's here, should we give them more money? I think about it.
They don't need them anymore, they need a hole in their head. They can take on any combination of our forces today and be just as fast as they did in 1967.
Okay, that's the now. What are your... kind of
state
small
state dinner.
And it's rather fixed up rather nicely now. We've been to two or three new facilities out there, as you know. And we'd like to camp David's life in here. Rather than would expect them to have a question that they can talk to dinner the day. Harmless, we have one to him. And tell him also that
Russian countries, or communist countries, they don't tell you about that. read the telegrams of the State Department now and discover that their feeling to this is very different than my feeling about it. In other words, I really think maybe this takes a, ought to be looked at a little bit more carefully.
Well, quite it. We're all aware. That's where you've got to use a special channel, the fire subject, which may not otherwise, you see.
Yes, well, I'm using my tongue to sound Henry right back.
I understand. Good.
Because if it's true that a sort of the Oman army is trapped, they want Iran to do something.
Well, Iran is giving some helicopters, and so are the Saudis, but we're fiddling and diddling with the Saudis over who gives the helicopters and who pays for them and so forth, and the State Department's all wound up in these legalisms about whether it's foreign military sales or grant aid.
They're trying to destroy Iran. They're trying to cut everything. That's all. And the pockets.
Oh, well, it'll work out. We've survived this far. I already went over those other points in your talk to people with Dick, so
I interrupt, Mr. Brothers, for just one thing.
Sure, anything else you want to ask?
Yes, well, there's one question. This is about this, these arrangements that they're trying to make with Iraq these days.
Who?
The French and the Dutch are the principal ones in this. And all the reports I get is that they're going to kind of collapse and agree to a deal with the Iraqis, which if they do, will it not only unhinge the Iranian thing, which may be in the process of working itself out, but it might very well unhinge the Saudi thing. And I wonder if we've talked to the French as sternly as we might about, not really running out on us on this thing, because I get the impression that they're just hot to trot.
Okay, we'll get out of that. Let me ask you this about, who is our ambassador in Saudi Arabia? How come is he?
Nick Thatcher. I don't happen to know him.
Do you know him?
No.
Let's check that. I think we better see. He's obviously career, but Dan has an important post at this moment.
Well, I did some figuring the other day. May I quote a statistic to you, Henry, which I came up with? There are proven reserves of 200 billion barrels of oil in Saudi Arabia. By the same computation, there are 45 billion barrels in Iran. That's 5 to 1. The American consortium takes 100% of the oil out of Saudi Arabia and only 40% of the oil out of Iran. So you have a factor of about 10 to 1 there in terms of the dollars and the oil and all the rest of the things between these two countries, which are the two biggest oil producers in the region. And it's really a staggering statistic as you go down toward 1980-1985. And therefore, when you say Saudi Arabia is important, it's the most important thing in terms of our economic interest. And it's the one thing the English, the French, the Japanese, and everybody would like to unhinge us from.
What do we do about it?
Well, I think we, I sort of pick this up from what you were saying. I think you find the best man in the United States to go to